We're going to head to Oxford and be joined by Miami head coach Chuck Martin. Good morning, Chuck. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing, guys?
Doing fine. Thanks for your time, and obviously a wonderful win for you, a 31-6 outcome over Kent State on Saturday. And after getting back to your office and looking at the film, talk about the performance by your Redhawks.
Yeah, obviously pretty pleased. I'm usually a fairly tough critic, but not a whole lot to complain about with our first unit. We fumbled a punt return, which is a bad choice. We should have fair caught it under duress. We tried to make a play, but offense played really well. Once they got it going, they had 98-yard drive, 80-yard drive, 78-yard drive. They scored four straight touchdowns, and more importantly, when you're going against an up-tempo team like Kent State, they possessed the ball for long periods of time and kept Kent State's offense on the sidelines, which is really how you slow down up-tempo teams. Defense played really good, handled the tempo that had caused other people problems. We got out lined up. We executed the plan. We were able to throw multiple things at them, which is difficult when you play up-tempo teams. So really strong defensive effort. Obviously, they scored in the last minute, but starting defense didn't give up a point and played really solid football. So really, really good game for us. Played really clean football and beat a team that had, you know, just almost beaten OU. And we have a lot of respect for them, and particularly their offense. They got some really nice weapons, and they're doing a really nice job over there.
And a reminder for our writers in the call, please hit star 1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Martin and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Your 21 points in the second quarter really, you know, obviously turned a close game early on into a comfortable lead, and then you just continued that with another 10 in the third. Just, again, the ability for your team to kind of maybe finally get it and have a game like this, how important is it for you heading into Army Week?
Obviously, we're playing better football the last 4 weeks. Obviously, we're 3-1 with a really hard-fought loss to Western Michigan. Three of the 4 weeks, we've ended up winning pretty handily. We've played pretty solid in all phases, except for our pass defense. Obviously, wasn't very good against Western. But we're playing better and better football. We're getting a little healthier, particularly on the offensive side of the ball, and having our offensive weapons back has certainly helped. Our quarterback's making really good decisions. Our offense is really executing at a high level. We're being able to run the football, which obviously opens up things for any offense when you can run the football successfully. And our defense keeps improving and keeps getting better. So we feel good about how we're playing. We got to keep playing the same way. Obviously, you got a huge challenge with Army this week, but we're looking forward to those last four conference games coming down the stretch.
Let's go to our next question for Coach Martin.
Our next question is from Evan Meyer with the Met Reporter Online.
How are you today? I could ask you about Army and the triple option, but one thing I always like to ask coaches, it is always a different type of week when you play a service academy, and especially at their home, stadium. Your thoughts of playing Army in all that history at West Point, Mikey Stadium, all the players and all the people that have gone through there. Just a quick thought on that for me, please.
Yeah, really, really, it's crazy humbling. You think of Army and their football tradition, which a lot of people don't realize how good it is, with Red Blake, who's a Miami guy, and we got a number of coaches, Bill Gunlock, who coached at Army, that are Miami guys back in their heyday when they were winning national titles. And then just what they do for us. We get to coach and play this game. We talked a lot about it on Sunday already. We get to do what we do. We get to play college football, which is a dream come true for all of us because of what these kids do. So it's kind of interesting. You know, the guys you're going across from on the other side of the line are the same people that end up defending our rights and our freedom. So I was fortunate enough when I was at Notre Dame, we played the service academies at least once a year. Sometimes we played them two or three times a year. And there's just a ton of respect for what they do on a daily basis, and it's kind of an honor to play them.
Will you have time in the schedule to have either a walk through at Mikey Stadium or have maybe a bus ride through the academy?
Yeah, we don't really have a lot of time. The noon start kind of hurts us. Just there's not a lot of time. We're not getting in early enough Friday, so unfortunately I am sending my family out on Thursday so they can soak in some of the traditions and the history and go through it and feel what it's like to be at West Point. But unfortunately, we're not going to be able to do too much of that except for on game day. We'll be there and get to soak in as much as we can on game day.
Thank you, Coach. The very best of luck.
Thank you.
Chuck, the effectiveness and the improvement of your running game, you know, last week averaging 5.8 yards a carry on 51 attempts and 295 yards rushing against Army's defense. Talk about that chess match in this part of the game Saturday.
Yeah, obviously we got to move the ball and score points if you're going to beat Army. Army has played really, really strong defense. They've done a good job of creating turnovers, and obviously everybody knows about their offense. They're averaging 40 minutes of possession a game, which tells you two things. Their offense has been lights out controlling the football, but their defense has done an unbelievable job of getting off the field and getting stops in a short order. So it's obviously we got to play good defense to have a chance to slow down Army, which a lot of people can't do, and we understand that. But still, the best way to beat them is to kind of outscore them. They're pretty much an offensive juggernaut. And if you can score points and maintain possession and keep their offense off the field a little bit, that gives you your best chance.
And despite the ebbs and flows of a season, you get a win this week. Your Red Hawks are 4-4.
Yeah, no, we've been, you know, we were 0-3, and I remember sitting in Minnesota locker room making sure everybody understood that, you know, we still got a good football team. We didn't get off to a great start, and we had a massive injuries, and you don't use injuries as excuses, but obviously you want your best players to play. And then, you know, we had a nice win at Bowling Green. We had a gut-wrenching loss against Western. Then we have a really nice win at Akron and a nice home win. And the more importantly than 4-4 overall, we're 3-1 in the league, and we put ourselves, you know, after Army got four really tough opponents left in conference play. We understand that. But you put yourself in position to hopefully play some big and meaningful games down the stretch in league play, which is what we signed up for at the beginning of the season. So we like the progress of our team. We like that we're playing football the right way and playing much cleaner football, much solid football on both sides of the ball. We still have some areas we know we need to improve in a lot, but we're working hard to improve. And I like our group, and I like their approach, and I think we're going to keep playing good football.
Well, Chuck, we'll let you get back to preparation for Army. Congrats on your win, and want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you so much again for Miami coming off the 31-6 win over Kent State, and then contest running back Kenny Young at 137 yards from scrimmage with his 47 yards receiving on three catches and 10 carries for 90 yards and a touchdown for Kenny Young. For Miami, they will be at Army this coming Saturday at noon Eastern, and that game available on CBS Sports Network.